Hello, this is President Trump speaking to you from the Oval Office at the White House. At this very busy time of the year for our nation's farmers, I want to wish you all a safe and bountiful harvest and thank you for the hard work you do every single day of your life to feed, clothe, and fuel America. You're outstanding people. You're our finest. From my first day in office, we have never stopped fighting for American farmers, ranchers, and growers. We are reversing decades of failed trade policies to give you the level playing field that you deserve. Only days ago, I signed a new trade agreement with Japan that slashes barriers for the export of American agriculture. We have negotiated with the European Union to increase exports of American soybeans and increase American beef exports 180%. We are replacing NAFTA with the brand-new U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. The USMCA will end unfair trade barriers for our farmers and expand export markets for agricultural products from coast to coast. Now it is time for Congress to finally approve this deal. We completely renegotiated the U.S.-Korea Trade Agreement, which was a disaster before I got involved, and secured new market access for American agriculture. My administration has also lifted Argentina's longtime bans on American pork and beef, and we opened markets in Australia, South Africa, Tunisia, Thailand, and all around the world. At the same time, we are taking long-overdue steps to end decades of chronic Chinese trading abuses. After China sought to punish our farmers and ranchers, my administration responded with up to $28 billion in relief. That's a record, and it's the first time it's ever been done by a president. America will always stand strong with our farmers, and we will not let other countries push us around anymore. We've taken it for a long time, but it's not happening anymore. In everything we do, we are defending your jobs, your industry, and your cherished way of life. Our historic tax cuts slashed small business taxes and virtually eliminated the unfair estate tax known as the death tax. Now your family farm can stay in the family. Your sons, your daughters, they won't have to go out and borrow money from a bank in order to pay estate taxes. It's a big thing that a lot of people don't notice, but ultimately, they're all noticing what I did. To stop Washington from micromanaging every drainage ditch, puddle, and pond on your property, we eliminated the ridiculous Waters of the United States rule. When I did that, I figured I'd take a lot of heat because the title is good, but that's about the only thing that's good in it. It was very unfair. They were taking your property. They were closing your businesses. We ended it. I signed a historic farm bill increasing the amount that farmers can borrow to improve and expand their businesses. We lifted restrictions on ethanol to allow the sale of E15 all year round. Nobody else would have done it. Nobody else even came close. Only days ago, my administration announced an agreement on the renewable fuel standard. We will increase the volume of ethanol we blend into our fuel above 15 billion gallons, ensuring certainty for American producers. It's another thing that nobody else would have ever done for our farmers. Working with Congress, we have secured billions of dollars in relief for rural communities suffering from natural disasters and recent catastrophic flooding. Whether it's Iowa or Nebraska or any place else, you've suffered and we're taking care of it. American farmers are the stewards of a priceless tradition that has shaped our nation from the very, very beginning. You pour your heart, sweat, and soul into the soil of this country. You have always been loyal to America, and my administration will forever be loyal to you. I will not forget what you did for me in 2016, and you will not forget what I'm doing for you ever since. We will always stand by your side, and we will bring about a future of even greater prosperity, security, and freedom. Thank you, and may God bless you all.